isang pangkat ng mga Australiano na nabubuhay na may demensya kasama ang kanilang mga tagapag-alaga ay nakikinabang sa mga nakapagpapagaling na kapangyarihan ng musika. Bawat linggo sila ay nagkikita upang itaas ang kanilang tinig sa pagganta sa tulong ng dalawang therapists ng musika. Narito ang ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Biyernes ng hapon sa Melbourne, pinapainit ng Austin Health Music Memories Choir ang kanilang boses. Ang dalawang therapists ng musika na si Dr. Jeanette Tamplin at Imogen Clark mula sa University of Melbourne ang nagdidirekta ng koro. Ang ideya, sabi ni Dr. Clark, ay gamitin ang musika upang makatulong pasiglahin ang memorya at emosyon.
The parts of the brain that we connect with memory and emotion are very active still in people right into the very late stages of dementia. And so we think that's why people can still engage in music right into those late stages. So we have seen a lot of people who are basically unable to communicate at all anymore, and suddenly you'll play some music and they'll start singing. It's quite amazing to see.
Kasama sa mga natutong humawak ng tono ay ang mag-asawang ipinanganak sa Croatia na si Ivan at si Vera. Si Ivan sa edad na 80 taong gulang ay nabubuhay sa demensya sa loob ng maraming taon.
I'm going well. Yeah, we like to meet with people and then talking within wherever you can and that's it. You know, that's what I can say.
Nabuo ang koro noong Abril ng nakaraang taon bilang parte ng Commonwealth-funded pilot program. Sa pamamagitan ng programa, makikita kung paano maaapektuhan ng mga grupo ng mga awit ang mga relasyon ng mga taong may demensya at ng kanilang tagapag-alaga. Sinabi ni Dr. Jeanette Tamplin na ang linggo-linggong pagkanta ay may dagdag na benepisyo. Sinabi ng mga miyembro ng koro na sila ay nakaramdam ng pakikipag-ugnayan at pagtanggap.
The additional benefit that our participants have described, where they've felt these such strong bonds and feeling of acceptance and understanding from other members of the group, has been really amazing to see. And to see that translate into them connecting and supporting each other outside of our group singing context as well.
Sinabi ng asawa ni Ivan na si Vera, ang koro ay ang naging rurok ng kanilang linggo.
Benefit is enormous, huge. You can't explain it, how huge it is. First of all, we learned singing. Neither of us was able to sing, just a little words. Also, we learned Australian songs, English songs. Now, also, companionship with other people with the same or similar situations. And very, very patient teachers.
Pagtulong sa mga taong may demensya at sa kanilang tagapag-alaga upang pagtagumpayan ang paghiwalay ay parte ng misyon ng Alzheimer's Australia. Sa kalalabas na pagsisiyasat, higit 1,400 tao ang nagsabing maraming trabaho pa ang dapat gawin. Sinabi ng Alzheimer's Australia Victoria Acting Chief Executive na si Leanne Wenig, ang pagsisiyasat ay nagpapakita ng laganap na pagkabigo sa mga may demensya at sa kanilang tagapag-alaga.
94% of people with dementia and also 60% of their carers told us through the survey that they've had experiences of feeling embarrassed. And really this is because the general population don't know a great deal about dementia. But the other really a positive finding was that one in two members of the population who were surveyed said that they're frustrated that they don't know more about dementia. So, you know, they're actually craving for that information, which would then help them understand how they can engage with people with dementia and help them feel more included in the community.
Sa pamamagitan ng pagkakaisa upang makamit ang layunin, ang tema para sa Dementia Awareness Month ngayong Setyembre ay You Are Not Alone.
That's the message we invite the community to send to people living with dementia. You know, we want them to feel comfortable in approaching and getting to know people with dementia, in having them feel included in family life, community life, the broader social setting, and to reach out, really. And it's little things, you know. It's just treating people with dementia with the same sensitivity and inclusiveness and respect as you would anybody else.
Sinabi ni Vera na alam niya kung ano ang maaaring maging sanhi ng paghiwalay para sa mga tao sa kanyang posisyon.
We try to fight isolation. Our friends try to invite us all the time and come to visit. So we try to keep occupied all the time with other things.
May mga planong palawakin ang pilot program at lumikha ng 6 pang magkaparehong koro sa mga aged care centers na pinapatakbo ng mga nagkakaisang simbahan. At yan po ang balita tungkol sa makapangyarihang benepisyo ng musika sa buhay ng mga may demensya. At sa kanilang mga tagapag-alaga, ika nga nila ang musika ay gamot at tandaan ngayong Setyembre po ay Dementia Awareness Month. Kung kayo po ay nangangailangan ng suporta, maaari po kayong tumawag sa National Dementia Helpline on 1-800-100-500 o pwede din bisitahin ang website na www.fightdementia.org.au.